Chairman Colton, I should have mentioned earlier too, there will be public meetings set up in the future to allow for public comment. I should have said that earlier probably. The last item I have for you is the adoption of administrative rule pertaining to kill site verification. Previous language and the current language is kill site verification says, as a condition of hunting in Montana, if requested to do so by an FWP warden, you are required to return to the kill site. This has also been misconstrued probably by enforcement or left us guessing on what this specific language means. And the new rule that we are proposing for you all would say, at the request of the department game warden, it is required to return to the kill site of any game animal, game bird, wolf, or fur bear that has been hunted or trapped. We have added the language trapped. For years, we have wondered if kill site verification pertained to trappers, and we were just not sure. So we think that this language would clean up that misconception by enforcement. Also, with regards to kill site verification and the two-way electronic communication, we feel that by putting it in our arm rule would be a better place to put this. And so that way it's set in stone. We don't think these things are going to change much over the years and haven't changed over the years. And we don't feel it's something that you guys should have to vote on each and every year when these things are brought before you.
We have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission propose to adopt the administrative rule pertaining to kill site verification.
Second the motion.
Any discussion from the commission? Any comment from the public?
My name is Mary Ellen Schnur. I reside at Townsend. I came to you 2 years ago and suggested that this rule be inclusive to work both ways, so that at the request of the hunter or trapper, a game warden must accompany that person to the kill site within 10 days.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Any further comment?
My name's Tim McHenrick from Montana Trappers Association. I just have a quick question. I'm reading this paper that was out on the table there. Is this the rule that you guys are looking at? Because according to this, it says the background, any as a condition of hunting and trapping in Montana, the commission has previously adopted kill site verification requirements. At the end, it says the proposed language also clarifies when and how this rule applies to hunters. If this is the same one that we were just hearing you talk about, the wording here is not exactly the same as what you guys were describing. And at the end of this, it says it applies to hunters, but it does not apply to trappers. So I'd like to hear a little clarification on what the exact rule says.
Thank you, Jim. Don, if you could.
Yes, so the new rule language is actually on the second page. This is the actual new rule language that would be adopted. Okay. I can speak with him after the meeting too.
Point that out. Any discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Go ahead and move on to fisheries.